I think it's a realization on his part, and I think we have always suspected that, you know, ZANU-PF is not a monolithic organization or political party with one identical ideology. I think there are people within the party who are reformist, people that would want to see the organization transforming itself from being solely a liberation movement in the strict sense of the word, but also start embracing some of the values that you would find in a sort of development-oriented political party. This will find resonance even in the younger voting generations of this country, who find very little, you know, that they can relate to as far as some of the ideals that ZANU-PF stands up for. ZANU-PF is generally associated with a violent political culture and wanting to clinging to power, and also, you know, a culture of geriatrics, want to stay in power by any means necessary. And a lot of young people in this country find it very hard to relate to some of those values. I mean, all they are looking for are jobs and opportunities, you know, for economic, you know, investment and things like that, you know, technological advancement and all sorts of things. ZANU-PF does not in any way reflect any of these aspirations of the youth. And I think it's critical for them to start thinking about how to tap into this very important, you know, demographic variable of our country. If they fail to do that, I think they risk suffering the same kind of demise that other liberation movements have suffered in the region, in the sense that once they are defeated from power, they never come back.
Mr. Mangongera, how do you see his colleagues in ZANU-PF receiving this reform advice?
Well, I think he's just a lone voice. There are a few that have tried to be reform-minded in the party, but some of them have fallen by the wayside. I think a case in point, which is very recent, is that of Simba Makoni, who tried to push for sort of a reform agenda in the party, but he ended up being branded an enemy and a saboteur and all sorts of superlatives just to give negative sentiments. But I think that in terms of the body politic of the party, they are still holding on to old values, and I think they will find it very difficult to accept such new values and to embrace democratic values. They believe that, you know, we fought for the country, we have to be in power forever, no matter how old we are and no matter how tired our ideas are. And, you know, we have to hold on to power by any means necessary. Sankomo, I sympathize with him for holding such progressive values in a political party which does not embrace change and, you know, dynamism and so forth.